we have a special feature here, everybody. First live internet friend on the show, my literal biological brother, Sam Dingo Bongo Mitchell. Say hello to all of our internet friends, Dingo Bongo.
Hello, internet friends.
Is that his God-given middle name, Dingo Bongo?
Dingo Bongo. One word, D and B, both capitalized.
Okay, good.
We don't know what our parents were thinking.
Are we all in?
I'm in. Very good. The dankest of all time. The squad has featured heavily in our conversation because it's a kind of close relationship had over the internet that we don't really have anywhere else anymore.
Yeah.
We both have had that level of relationship. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe this might be the tightest unit I've ever had online. But we've come close on other platforms with sort of other things to do than stalk around in the tall grass and shoot people. Have you ever had online communities that have like this level of emotion and connection for you?
The only thing I can think of that comes close would be fantasy sports that I play with groups of friends. But those are all people that... I guess this is the same way, but people that I knew already beforehand. Mm-hmm. But other than that, really, no, not at all.
Hmm. So wait, so you didn't have like AIM chats going on for hours and hours and hours like this with people?
Oh, yeah. I for sure had that.
Okay.
After school every day.
Yeah. The thing that Drew and I talked about that I thought was the most interesting through line from like us, the beginning of us getting on the internet to this, is that it's sort of more connected to the chat room era than to the social media era in terms of what it feels like to be hanging out with people over the internet. It's like a chat room with a game connected to it.
Yeah.
And how interesting it is that that has been around for such a long time and it's something that we're so used to. And the only thing from the last 10 years that has really changed the nature of it is having phones, which is where we're playing this. Also, it's definitely the case that our squad is mostly made up of people that I used to IM with after school. And it's also the people that we've played video games with in our basement,
right?
You know, our whole lives. That's one factor and why I wanted to talk to you, because like, what do you think it has in common with those days as far as like a bonding thing or like things that we do together, you and I, or with our friends? Like, is doing it online at a distance like this connected to like doing it in a basement all together for you as far as hanging out goes? Is it similar? Is it totally different?
It's exactly the same. I think that's the reason I like doing this so much, is because it brings back that feeling. Mm. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of friends of mine have ever since those days played video games online on Xbox or PlayStation or whatever with each other and talked to each other through those games. But I never did that. Mm. I've never really been into multiplayer gaming other than the kind where you sit in the same room with everybody.
Uh-huh.
But obviously that's not possible anymore with you know, a lot of our friends. And so when the opportunity arose to play a game that we didn't need to have the same platform, we didn't need to be in the same place, we didn't even need to pay any money to do it, it was pretty easy to say yes, at least to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did exactly that. It brought back the feeling of those nights playing Halo in our basement.
Yeah.
And it definitely helps that it's a lot of the same people that we used to do it with. So where are we going, folks?
Well, we got a track that takes us nowhere good, of course.
We could make it to the shelter.
We could make it to the shelter.
But it's not great for three people.
Yeah. Do you think that my submerged town place with no name is close enough to the track?
No. Probably not.
All right. Well,
why don't we try Gatka?
Okay.
Where I just dropped the marker.
Actually, it looks like my place is going to be close enough, or maybe almost close enough.
Okay, should we do it? Better decide quick.
Yeah, I say we should do it. Yeah, follow me.
All right.
All right, following you.
Here we go. So one thing that I think is true for you that isn't true for Drew or me is that you have a fair amount of experience playing console game, like single player console games.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more than either of us has. How is that pursuit of yours connected to this? Is there something underlying both as a like a way of playing games that this connects with?
I think the fact that it's social makes it completely different, and also the fact that the games are sort of quick and self-contained is really different, because all pretty much all the other games I play are long single player games that don't really have contained sessions in any way. But it's true that, yeah, I do a lot of that. And when you first started telling me about this game, my initial reaction was, why would I ever play a game on my phone when I have a PlayStation 4 and a big TV and a powerful computer that I could play games on? I had never been into mobile gaming of any kind because it kind of seemed pointless to me. But this definitely fills a different niche, which is something that can be spur of the moment and quick, and also allowing me to connect with you and friends all over the world makes it special and different than just sitting on my couch by myself, lost in a fantasy world.
All right, I'm going to the rightmost houses.
I'll go left to the ones that are on land.
I'll split the middle.
Drew, you can start hitting up the water, the underwater ones.
The aqueous houses.
Yes. How's everybody doing supply-wise?
I have an AKM. Feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I also have an AK. I have an AK and an Uzi, and that will do for now.
I have a SCAR and an Uzi.
I found an ump.
And a lot of ammo.
Nice, okay.
So I'm feeling pretty good.
I also have a million trillion first aid kits, which will come in handy at some point, I'm sure.
Drew, you're kind of the odd person out in this squad because we've all played video games in our basement together for a really long time, mostly like Sam's in my basement with a few other second place and third place basements on our team. What's it like for you to kind of jump into this fully trained elite unit that's been playing games together for 20 years?
I think that, have you ever played a class-based shooter or just a class-based type of game? I always end up gravitating towards support roles because I find it more interesting to be the medic. I'm more interested in the community aspect than I am like the fighting aspect. Even this game that we played, I enjoyed it because there were so few people to shoot. It felt great to me.
And you had all the first aid kits.
And I had all the first aid kits, so I accidentally did play medic. I never got to use them though. But yeah, I think that I already always, when I'm playing a game, gravitate towards just following along because it's more interesting to me to find out what the experience of other people is. So it's great. I don't really enjoy being the person in the plane that decides where to jump. I'm happy to follow. So in the same way, it doesn't feel weird at all for me to come into your elite squad. That being said, I do think that it's interesting being in a group of people that have a lot of history, because clearly you guys do. And that just is kind of a interesting thing to have, you know, if I'm playing with a bunch of random people online or a bunch of people who are basically strangers online, like I might have done back in the day when I played with people that I met on like a video game forum. You didn't have that sense of we all know each other, but you guys do. But it feels great. It feels nice. It's pleasant. And I feel very much like what you just said in the sense that I don't want to just be sitting on my couch having a solitary experience. I want to feel like I'm hanging out with some buds. So to come into your group, I feel like I feel probably exactly how I would feel if you guys also were like a weekly paintball team and you asked me if I wanted to come along one week, but I don't usually, you know, like, that's fine. Sounds good. I don't really want to commit to the weekly subscription, but I'll happily come into a few games. That sounds kind of fun. And that's what I'm doing. So I feel like I'm reaping the benefit of community in an interesting way that video games allow.
I found a stock for my Uzi. I'm elated.
You're good to go.
Elated?
Yeah.
Not just happy.
That's quite an emotion for a free mobile game to elicit.
Well, that is Internet Friends in a nutshell.
That's the tip of the iceberg, my friend. Yeah, exactly.
That's why we have you here. It's really interesting how the overlap between this activity that we're doing all together in this squad and this activity that you and I, Drew, are doing together on this show keeps overlapping in various ways. I mean, like, for one thing, surprising to me, actually, number of the soldiers in our platoon listen to this show. And I think that that's really fun for them, that we get to kind of like be here live and then they get to listen to us for an hour every couple of weeks. And they've been begging for us to talk about PUBG the entire time. So like that aspect of it is really fun. That interaction between these two different modes of hanging out on the internet. But then there's also, and I think this is more interesting, there's also this thing that's occurred to all of us that like we should be recording these games because they're so funny and we've got such banter and then there's such moments of action and drama. And we've seen like a lot, there are a lot of really successful games of PUBG. Many, many people are watching. And I can't help but think that we would have a fairly entertaining one as those go. And a lot of the guys in our squad seem to be in the same boat. And I think it connects to something that you said on the one-on-one part of the show, Drew, about the war stories.
Yeah.
About the way that this produces these shared mythologies or you know, real memories of virtual experiences and how that sort of conveys to other people. Would you watch a squad that you really loved play PUBG on like an episodic regular basis?
This is actually why I know about PUBG. And I think I said this actually in a game, but it didn't come up in our show itself, which is that I have never been one to watch people live stream themselves playing video games. That sounds like not at all my jam. You know, as Twitch and YouTube Live start having this uptick in people who care about it, I have just totally missed that boat. But there's a guy that I like that has a couple of podcasts, and he and a few friends were playing a weekly game of PUBG and streaming it. And it's like a 2-hour stream because they play a few games every week. And I would watch every single one of those. And it became kind of an important part of my week in the sense of like, it would be the media that I went to when I was busy doing other stuff and I didn't really want to pay attention, but I needed to like get stuff done. And I loved it. It actually, I think, is kind of sort of coming to a close now, and I'm bummed. So yes, I absolutely would watch people playing PUBG. And I think part of why I like it is because of its podcasty nature of as everyone's going through the houses, they're just getting to have conversations that are interesting and not exactly about the game, but are taking place within the game.
What do you think, Sam?
I think that's an interesting point. I would have said the same thing, that I would never watch people play video games. If I had that time, I would rather just be playing the game myself and experiencing it. But I think this game in particular does lend itself well to that because the conversation is an important part of it. And that's what maybe could make it more interesting than just watching someone play a first-person shooter by themselves. But the question of would people watch us is an interesting one too. Are we good enough at the game? We're funny, maybe, but are we good enough at the game? Maybe we have to be in the platinum level to be worthy of other people's views.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, the reason I asked is because I think that we've both, Drew and I, have sort of speculated about what the ultimate plan is for this company and this game. And it seems pretty obvious that esports is where they're headed, and esports is this growing segment in the world market, media market. And the split between the mobile and console version or PC version of the game, I think, is another hurdle. Like something that's occurred to me about this, about why it feels like I'm good at this game. And one of our other teammates has expressed the same thing because he has a 12.9-inch iPad that he's playing on the whole time. We realized after a while, actually, I don't know if he's admitted this to himself, but I absolutely have admitted to myself that I'm playing against a lot of people who are using a tiny 4-inch screen with terrible graphics power.
Yeah.
And they can't even see me and I'm wasting them.
Like me.
Right. But you're overcoming that handicap to some extent. But like, I have to imagine there are people using even crappier phones than yours, and that there's probably lots of like young and inexperienced people playing this game because it's a mobile game.
And it's free,
of course. Right. Like I have to imagine that if I jumped on Xbox and started to play PUBG, I would get my butt kicked.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And that's part of why I like this game too. And it's not just the screen size that sort of levels or gives you a big advantage. I think also the fact that that you have to play on a touch screen is sort of levels the playing field for everybody, because when you don't have a mouse or a joystick, there's only so quickly that you could spin around and aim perfectly at someone, and so precise that you can be. And everyone's kind of limited by this weird interface and the claw grip or whatever other way you're trying to push three buttons at the same time. And so it makes it so even the best players are still not that much better than you, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I think that one thing it does that I like as far as the skill component goes is that it swings it way over to tactics and away from dexterity, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That actually makes it feel more fun to me because it's about thinking rather than having like these very absurd specific twitch movements that you're good at. And like not going to the crate when the red smoke is still going is like you have to learn to do those kinds of things, or like, you know, everybody make sure you're facing different directions. Like that's like the most fun part about this game is that it lets you be creative, but you have to learn the unspoken rules. It's not just about like where your button placement is that decides whether you live or die.
Ooh, there's a DP28. I think I'm going to try using that. I've never really bothered.
I picked one up for a solo game this morning, and I had a pretty awesome moment. I had a guy caught in a shipping container, and I threw a grenade in, and he ran out, and then I just like laid down fire with the DP28, and he had no hope at all.
Yeah, it definitely wrecks people at close range. I have a question for you guys, and maybe I can try to answer it too, but I mean, I guess we've covered this a little bit, but I've been curious why this is the game that has caused this all to happen, because it's not like this is the first good mobile game that has voice chat, and I'm wondering why this is the one that we've all gotten into and stayed into. It's not just been a quick trend that we hopped on and got bored with, and I'm wondering what it is about this game, because it's maybe not even a particularly great game in like an objective sense of video games. It's full of bugs and weird behavior, and it's not very polished maybe. Mm. So why is this the game that we all got into and our friends continue to play and make time for in their busy lives?
That's an excellent question. The thing that is really remarkable is that it's not even the most popular mobile game exactly like this that's going on right now.
Yeah.
So why this one? I definitely think in terms of the particular personalities here, other than Drew, I've known them all since childhood. And I think that this game plays to stuff we were into from a very young age. And part of the nostalgia of playing together at this phase in our lives has something to do with reaching back to that. I have to imagine that if there were a Star Wars version, it would be very likely that we would be playing that as well. But it is really an interesting question about why we suffer the awful bugs. Like I should have died in this game that we just played because I was lagged out, and I don't know how Drew managed to save me or how I lucked out about getting back in time to get to safety. And yeah, it's really annoying. So we're hanging in there for some reason, and I can only speculate about what it is aesthetically. And I think that in terms of the general game type, clearly we enjoy kind of the silences, the travel moments, and this hiding out moments where we get to just kind of relax and talk a little between moments of glory. So this game type kind of allows for that. And like the better we get set up, the more time we get for that. So there's a kind of urgency about making sure, you know, we have a good beginning of the game so that we can feel comfortable and hang out a little. And, you know, we want to stay in for the full half hour for the same reason.
So what do you play this on, Dingo?
I play this on a Sony Xperia Z5 Compact.
Okay. What do those words mean?
Yeah, Drew and I have no idea what any of those words mean.
For the audience, Sony does indeed make cell phones.
Okay.
They don't tend to sell them in the United States, though.
So is this an import?
Yeah, I bought this. I ordered this phone from England. The new version of this phone, which is called an XZ2, they do sell here. But I ordered this phone because it's small and there are very few small phones, and I like small phones.
So you're playing on a tiny screen.
I'm playing on a 4.6-inch screen. Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a handicap?
It's not ideal for games.
I really don't want to break in on this part, but we should decide something about where we're going. I see somebody also up the hill there.
Where?
120.
Oh, yeah,
120 coming towards us.
If it's true that Fortnite doesn't have a squad-based type of gameplay, this game that is equally or more popular than PUBG is totally uninteresting to me, because the whole reason that I like the game is playing alongside people. And I think that it is just a weird perfect storm thing where this game wouldn't be fun if every time you hopped into a server, there was only like 40 people in it. So it has that zeitgeistiness that this game is always full of people. The bar has been ridiculously lowered, so you are able to convince all your friends to download it without hesitation because it's on their phone and it's free. So like, what do they have to lose? Which means that I have more chances to play than ever because, as I said to John again in the show, I wouldn't have played this game without having a regular group of people to play it with. I do not play PUBG by myself. And then also, as you said, and I think that's a very astute observation, that it's actually better for me that it's on mobile than on a console because not only is the barrier of entry lower in the sense of me just being able to pick up my tablet or my phone, but also I am not as worried about playing against pro gamers, elite pro gamers that are gonna immediately destroy me every time that I pick it up. There's a game called Overwatch that I've been interested in because it's a team-based, class-based shooter that people seem to love. But I'm pretty sure that if I went ahead and like downloaded that, you know, bought it and downloaded it for the PlayStation, I would just get destroyed round after round after round after round by the people who have been playing for like 2.5 years and never stopping. So PUBG's lower barrier, I actually don't think it's easier because I have quite a few games where, you know, you get to the end and there's somebody who's better than you and they take you out. But I think that because you feel like you might own any game, it is something that you're more quick to get into again. So yeah, I think it's a perfect storm. And I think it came at the right time where there's nothing really else on the system. And you might have a different perspective from as an Android user, but as an iPhone user, I still think of video games as fairly nascent on this now 10-year-old platform. I don't play a lot of games, and they usually tend to be pretty casual. So for this game, which is by all rights, by all intents and purposes, it's full-fledged. I mean, it is the exact same game as the desktop version, with the maps and everything, you know, and they're continuing to build it out and make it better. So it feels exciting to me not to see a game that feels like it was developed, released into the world, and will never change, to now go to this model, which is this game that is being actively developed, and I think will have a very long life on the system.
This is definitely the first remotely serious mobile game I've ever played. There are a few serious games that have been translated to iOS that I've played, but only for nostalgia. Like, I've played Myst several times on the iPad. I've played Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and San Andreas on the iPad just to play through them. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, all those games have been translated to the iPad and they work fairly well. They're all single player games and they're familiar. I know them backwards and forwards, so it doesn't have the learning curve. I've definitely never jumped into a new game that I've never played before on iOS like this before. Have you ever done that, Sam, with a mobile game?
No, never. The only games I have ever played on my phone up until this point have been the kind of game you'd pull out when you're sitting waiting for the train to come for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Never even on a tablet. You've talked to me before about playing all of these sort of nostalgic games on your iPad and how it's so easy and great and the ports work well. And I always think to myself, I can still play those games on a console or on a computer and I'd rather do it that way. So that's usually what I do.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm doing most of the, like, and I haven't done this in years, but I'm doing most of the real playing through on the iPad at home or in, you know, some like comfortable position where I have a little while to do it. But there's something pretty fun about being able to take out Grand Theft Auto, Vice City while I'm waiting for the train and just run around causing havoc for a few minutes and then put it away when the train comes.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can't really do that with like Myst, you know? Yeah. And like I have that on my Mac as well and on a much larger display. And they're kind of things I have just to have, you know, because I love the games and I want to keep playing them.
Mm-hmm.
What anniversary of Myst just happened? I got some email.
The 25th anniversary. I bought into it. I got the thing. I got the whole
you got the
book
thing
that's coming. All of the games. And yeah, isn't that incredible that that game's been out for 25 years?
That is incredible.
It is. It is incredible. It's the first computer game I remember.
Yeah.
It's the first game that ever had an impact on me, for sure.
Yep, same here.
It's the opposite of PUBG in every way, also, that game.
Well, but is it really? Because it's an island.
You're completely alone.
That, yes.
There are no other people instead of 100 people.
But compared to the beginning of a solo game on the original map, You're on an island.
Yeah,
there's weird buildings. You're running around. Like, what's going on here? Am I in danger?
There's kind of a pervasive feeling of fear at all times.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. There's something to it.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
What a game. I'm so glad we won.
Yes.
That makes us look so good. All
right, I'm saving the stats here.
That was a good game.
That was pretty spectacular results for being on the spot there, being on the air. And also pretty amazing that I did not get killed or severely lag behind the team, given how much of the game I spent disconnected from the server. But it's a fair demonstration of the capabilities of this game. Sam, Dingo Bongo. Why don't you give us, this is like the post game show.
Okay.
We've got the sweaty basketball player here. Give us a recap of how that game went.
Well, I would say that was an ideal team victory. We had a couple saving knocked out teammates moments.
Yep, yep.
We all had a pretty even number of kills and everybody kind of pulled their own weight and no one fought over gear. We were strategic in our movements. And yeah, we just went out there and gave it 110%.